Hi, Michael.
Hi. Well, I, for one, always enjoy your rants. So keep it up.
Well, thank
I
you.
have a friend who has had radiation treatment on his neck 7 months ago, and the muscles are continuing to contract in, I guess, his tendons as well, and so his entire neck is sore. All I can think of is things. No, he's going through physical therapy for that, but so I just suggested things for connective tissues like collagen, MSM, and bioflavonoids. I really don't know what else to recommend. What do you think of that recommendation, and what else would you suggest?
Now, these are on one side of the neck, the other, the whole neck, or where is it? Is it localized or generalized?
Well, as he says, it all along the whole front of his neck, and probably through the, I don't know, to the sides and all the, and the front, at least that much.
Mm-hmm. And how old is this gentleman?
Mid-40s.
Okay. Well, you have mentioned some natural things that can help, particularly the collagen. And you might look around for a brand. And by the way, I'm not associated with a company that makes this stuff at all, but a brand called TOKI, which has at least one study on it that shows that it's really, really bioavailable and gets into tissues and does its thing. Its thing is, of course, helping to make more collagen to maintain the skin thickness. However, if this happens to be muscle, it's not going to help there too much. And what he might want to do is check with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and see, even in his 40s, what his testosterone and free testosterone levels are, because unfortunately, given all the environmental pollution and everything, men are going low on testosterone a decade sooner than they did in the 1950s. Namely, it's come down to the 40s from the 50s. And if his testosterone is running low, then we don't have what we need to support the muscle in helping to maintain itself. Now, it is possible, by the way, working with a physician at a compounding pharmacy, even if one doesn't need overall testosterone for the whole body, it's possible to get it in a very small concentration in a rub-on cream and rub that into the muscles where it goes straight to those muscles but doesn't build up your own levels in the bloodstream, so it doesn't suppress your own production. It's just called microdose testosterone in a rub-in cream through a compounding pharmacy. And that, too, can help with muscle. And then the very last thing I could think of that's not available over the counter, as you've already told him about, would be there is what's called cell rejuvenation therapy, pioneered by Dr. Niehans in Switzerland, no less, in the 1920s. And what that does is to provide all of the cell contents of fetal animal, and I'm going to underline animal, not human, fetal animal cells to rejuvenate certain tissues in the body, namely muscle tissue, cartilage tissue, whatever needs rejuvenating. And that's a very long story. So if one ever wants to read about that, there are books that one can find about cellular rejuvenation therapy. But for that, one has to find a doctor who really knows what they're doing with natural medicine. We happen to do that at Tahoma Clinic. Other doctors in our area do too. And it is a little pricey, so I'd start with the other things first. You've already suggested to him the over-the-counter stuff. I'd upgrade the collagen producer to the TOKI just because it has the best study on it. And then the microdose testosterone will never suppress a guy's own testosterone if he's tested and found to have enough, but it will get to those local tissues better.
Now, I haven't heard of the TOKI. Do you guys sell that at your clinic?
We do, and I thought it was sold elsewhere, sir. It's not exclusive to us.
Okay. All right, good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your help.